Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Glad to be back here. I get right down into it in a little bit. So I gotta just make sure I got everything on the up and up. I figured I'd go ahead and get to the topic. I know a lot of people just sitting around and looking at stuff and what's been going on air, what's been said, and I'm just going to put the air, and I'm going to jump in right away. I know I've seen some guys go out there and, saying stuff to the turns or whatever, or the track or whatever about the track. And some people get it mixed up, and they think someone else said something. That's why I'm up there putting the topic there. And I call his name out. There's one guy right now in particular, like Ricky Bird, going back to Minnesota. If you go on the post, what I put down that I told Dexter I didn't want to do it for that price. I'm like, I was dead. It's not worth it for me trying to do anything. The reason why I said I couldn't do it is because that's on my cancer wall. That's all I said. So I said, let's get it done for a straight. Anybody wants to go back and read it, sitting there. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe Wicked Bird had a couple drinks in his tea or whatever and looked at something. Or guess what? Maybe he's trying to get a spot over there at the Capitol or get a job or whatever. Whatever he does, he runs back and forth and does it, you know, and he does what he wants. But all in all, me, myself, I don't do not want that. If I can't give you 100%, and that's what I put down, I cannot do it. Anytime I do something, if I say I promise something, I got to go ahead and go and do it. I cannot start off a track and pay $25,000 ahead of time and then turn around and got to pay for everything else too, whether it's security, talk about bringing in the prep, all that. By the time I've been, in the hole, 45, that's without even putting any money on top of a class, which means you don't need it. So that being said, when the cancer walk comes in, I always take care of the cancer walk and take care of things. I'm going to get into that in a little bit too, so let you know going out. So that's why sometimes people listen to something, and sometimes certain people that's around them should correct them because he read it wrong. But, you know, I can't stop certain people from saying stuff. They're going to be, like I said, he's a hater or whatever. It isn't what it is. But I can tell you one thing. I never, ever turn around and say something and not go through with it. I can also prove facts on certain other people that turned around and said they were going to do certain things, which is him, with the GoFundMe for the girls, Ladies of Grudge. And did the girls get it? Ask any one of the girls if you ask. Everybody knows, and I'm quite sure everybody here on the phone right now can tell you. It was supposed to be for the reaction time. Who was going to get the best reaction time was getting money for that reaction time. He did it on the line. He said it. He was going to do it. I had nothing to do with it. But guess what? Did the girl get it? She's still waiting right now. All right? I'm going to say that. The other stuff, I don't know everything else on anything else what he does. Well, when it comes down to anything for me, I'm not going to bother nobody that doesn't bash me. You know, you ain't bashing me on whatever we keep it is. Terrence didn't say no more. I just corrected it, what I thought he said. So that's me corrected. I didn't bash him. Didn't do anything. And to get this straight so everybody knows, I never even talked to Terrence about any prices. Not one price. Not nothing. So I never committed to tell him that I was going. Never. And it's the same way like going around with this one going right now. We got something going on. We got, they wanted me to do towards Maple Grove with Gordo and stuff, you know, to get there. He offered me to take it over there and do the cancer walk. I said I would accept on my terms as long as I can turn around and do what I have to do. And what I had to do, and I'm going to bring Steph on so everybody can hear. In fact, if Steph here, you can hit the one button. Gordo, if you're here, you can hit the one button. Jeff Rogers, I want you to hit the one button because I'm going to call you guys in here because I made sure that those guys are there at the spot, on the scene. They know everything, what I do. If you turn around, if we're working out a business or whatever, I make sure that you guys are here writing what's going on. Jeff, if you can hit that one button, if I'm not mistaken, I hope Steph is on here right now. Hey, Short Dog. Matter of fact, it's Short Dog. I don't know if he got on here yet. I got to make sure he's on here because I'm going to straighten something out so everybody can hear. A lot of people don't know certain things, and to say somebody was broke or didn't have this money, it's not broke. It's just being like, okay, what am I going to do? Turn around. I'm going to try to keep up with the Joneses. No, I'm not. If I turn around and I can't afford a Mercedes, I'm not going to go out there and go buy a Mercedes because you got one. And I thought to it. I didn't see it feasible in giving myself the right thing to do everything for everybody, except myself down. And I think a lot of other promoters out there would say the same thing, that they wouldn't turn around and go out there. But since we're on that topic about, so I got to make sure you hear this so everybody knows. Anybody knows back in the day, even when I started out, I started working some things. I helped out people with a certain thing. It came over and to talk about somebody saying that somebody ain't got anything. He acts like he does this and does that. Maybe with the birds, you should remember who gave you the first $5,000 to start the show, and you didn't have any more money at the gate, so it came out my money, my pocket, my $5,000, which then Troy Henderson got to Troy, so give it to you. So if it's a lie, ask Troy Henderson. But then meanwhile, you had to work it off at the gate. You had to turn around and be a gate hustler, and you couldn't even get the money from Brad, so you had to wait until Bradshaw get his. So let's be real about everything that you said. So don't forget where you came from. Act like you got all this and you forgot. You know, that's one thing I don't believe in. And on Sunday morning, I said what I said. I meant what I said. I had everybody calling me up in the morning, asking me was I okay. And the reason why he was asking me was okay because they saw that post. And they thought that, man, maybe he's sick or whatever. Maybe he just did. He got no money. Listen, it was great. All the people that called me, that offered me money, that said, why didn't you count on me, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know what they were doing. I really didn't know. I was blindsided. Everybody can tell. I can tell you right now as it goes right now. Psycho Dave told Steph to get in touch with me, and he got sponsorship money for me. I got no problem with the sponsorship money that he's doing for me towards the cancer walk. I have no problem at all. But as of taking money from someone, that's not me. That's not me. If I can't take care of something myself, I really don't want to ask nobody. And there's nothing that I ain't have to do. If I wanted to make that phone call to any one of those people that you seen I wrote down, I could have got money with no problem, at a drop of a dime. But I did not need it, so I don't go out asking for something that I don't need. So I just want to clear the air so everybody knows this. There's a lot of people out there that just don't know everything. But the first time you hear something, they believe. And that's what's wrong with some of our graduates right now. You got guys that are lying. I don't care if you're in my camp. I don't care if you're my son. If you told a lie, I'm going to stop you and try to stop you in the tracks. And that's what the grudge races need to start doing. Maybe you can turn around and you can go a little further with stuff. You got guys lying about somebody's time. You got guys lying, oh, I know where you got this motor. You're the race stopper. You're the cancer of the grudge game. You know, I'm just going to say it straight out. You're the cancer. The ones that do that, I don't care. It don't have to be just with the grudge. It can be anyone. You're a cancer. You're a bad to the game. You ain't good for the game. You know, you want to talk about and brag about and that boasting and brag. And to me, it don't matter. I'm glad you got them. I'm glad you got something. It's no problem at all. I'm glad you made it, whatever. But don't forget where you came from either. And don't act like you're better than somebody. Because just because somebody don't go out there showing it, or don't go saying somebody's broke and you don't even know their predicament. I was off the show for a while. The reason why I was off the show was for a while because anybody that knows me and knows the personal thing was going on what I've been doing, I've been taking care of business. So a lot of things that everybody don't know, sometimes it's not to be all out in the public to be telling. And sometimes if people know, but guess what? Sometimes you don't want to hear it all the time, try to black it out. So that's basically what went down. And I'm going to let Gordo get on here. I'm going to let Steph get on here. I'm going to let Short Dog get on here. I'm going to let the whole crew, but I'm only open here for an hour. Let me make sure because I told him I want one here. I want Jeff on here. You know, and it's nothing to be hiding about what I said. It's nothing to say when I do my job, whatever I do, I put it under contract. If I don't have a contract, I'm not doing it because I don't want nothing to fall back on me and say, why you said this and you said that. No, we don't. Anytime I ever do anything, it's a contract that's written. So if the contract is not there, I'm not there. That's how I look at it. But I know right now, like I said, with the Gordo situation, they're looking over. They want to do something. And, of course, if anybody's seen, Darlington actually reached out and told Big Jake, Steph, and all the crew, they all called him up. I mean, they called him up, and they asked me to get in touch with him. But if I told somebody something ahead of time, I got to give them the opportunity because I don't go back on my word. Even though I know I can get the other date over there, I don't want to go back on my word. If I said to Chigoro, what is business is business. I don't go back. He's got till tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow, and the next day I told him I'd do it. That's a deadline. But then I got to go. If they don't do that, I'm going to put it somewhere else. I got plenty of other tracks that called me up about it, but the problem is I'm true to it. If I turn around and tell you one thing, and I said, okay, I'm okay with it. I'm not going against the grain. And that's what I'm going to do. So all this other stuff, what everybody's saying, you know, there's too many lies out there right now. And that's the problem with believing lies and honestly tell you the truth. They said, before you go lying, just turn around and just listen first. Look at it. Read it over before you. If you're listening to something, read it back. Don't go back right away and think something. Just read, please. Okay. I guess you guys on. He's on here right now. I didn't know. I'm sorry, Steph. But I got Steph on the phone right now. Hey, Steph.
Yeah. What's up? What's up, Joe?
Okay. Steph, you on my Blog Talk Radio right now? I just want to make sure. I want you to tell everybody how I said. How I want the contract written up, and what my part, what I do with my part, what I told him I want done. So everybody knows before anybody else. Everybody always think they know and they don't know, but I made sure you were on there, Gordo was on there, and the owner of the track was on there. They write it up that way. Everything goes that way. I will do it.
Yeah, you said whatever. Whatever you make on your end, that's being donated straight to the Cancer Society from the Grudge Communities with a check written out from the track straight to the Cancer Society.
You know okay, so about? there's not one penny that I take at all, am I right?
No.
That's the deal
all
what
going to the Cancer Society.
I said all I want is the guys that work for me. To get paid.
Yes. Everybody that's working for you, that's working the gate or collect the money,
yes.
Announcing or prepping, all those guys get paid. But everything that you make will be donated straight to the Cancer Society.
All right. I just want to make sure. So a lot of people don't know what I do. A lot of people think that it's all about a money situation. It's totally different for me. I get my blessing from that. So... And I can't stand when I hear people lie about something and they don't know something. So there's a lot of things out there that have been said. So I wanted to turn around. I make sure Steph's been my right-hand man for a while. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't know some of the stuff that we and Steph talk about. And it is what it is. You know, there's certain people that I can deal with and I can say, okay, I need you to do something. Back in the days in Capitol, when first did Capitol, Steph was my announcer. Anybody can tell you, you can ask somebody, that damn good job. He came out, like I always said, he always said, look, whatever you need me, I'm there. And I actually reached out to him and said, look, I got to have you out there. You got to be on this thing for me and done. And I'm just happy. I want to tell you thanks again, Steph. I'm going to go ahead and move along with it. Only thing we are waiting on right now, I appreciate it, though. Only thing we're waiting on is, like I said, a contract to get through. Also, you want to tell people who reached out to me and well, reached out to you to get to hold of me? So they all know.
Dave Hans, the one that had the Race of English sound. So the bigger video had over there, Shake Down in E-Town. He said, Joe, tell him I'll be a sponsor, man. Just reach out to him, tell him those old guys want to come back out to racing, and I'll be a major sponsor for him. Just tell him to reach out to me. Give him my number, or you call me, call him for me, whatever you got to do, but tell him reach out to me. I got him.
Also, like I said, Mike Castellano, good friend of mine, you know, for years, and he's always been there in my corner. And he always said, whenever I need something or whatever, he's there. And he's in my crowd. I mean, we're more than friends than anybody knows. anybody knows Mike battled cancer too. So a lot of stuff out there should have been cleared. Some things shouldn't even hit the air. I don't like putting stuff out there, but you know what? A lot of them just don't even want to be recognized, but I'm going to recognize them because I say they're the ones that make it happen, bro. Those are the ones up there in my corner. Like I said, that's one of the guys in my corner. And a lot of the ones I'm telling you right now, I look up to and I turn around if I need a helping hand or they'll call me up to make sure I'm okay. There's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know. And I don't say anything. Sometimes I go through a battle. And I can tell you, when you're fighting cancer, you go up and you go down. So not all days are good. Some days are bad. I thank Crunch out there for sometimes hosting the show for me, taking over. You know, as of the day when you see him, sometimes Crunch is taking over for me because I ain't feeling good and I really can't move along with it. So sometimes that's the main reason. I'll put a lot of stuff to rest. Like I don't know why people gotta know everything, but I'll put some stuff to rest, you know, and I don't mind putting it to rest. Whether or not I'm not doing any shows with Larry or whatever, don't mean I ain't gonna support him, and don't mean I'm going to bed now. So I'll just let you know that right now, so you ain't gonna hear that. It ain't got nothing to do with anybody else. It's just one of those things. And I step back, and that's it. I step back from stuff, and sometimes you gotta just do what you have to do until you get your stuff straight. So right now, I'm getting my stuff back together and all in order. I will move forward, and I won't let nobody cut me now, but I also ain't gonna let you talk me down either. And I just like those guys that had my back and ran out there and heard that stuff, and they went off and told the person. But with the clear air, I won't bash nobody's stuff. I just kind of take a step away from you, and that's it. I refuse to do that. So all that crap that these other guys want to add in or somebody say, that's only what they say. I got nothing to do. I can't control what anybody else says. All I know is I can control myself. But I definitely tell you this here right now. I ain't got time for somebody to go back telling lies on me. I'm not scared of no man. Like, I'll tell you straight up. Only man I'm scared of is God. I say it just like it is. And I damn sure ain't scared of nobody sucking on my lollipop and twisting and shaking their boy pussy around. I'm telling you that right now.
So God damn.
That ain't going to happen. I'm just being dead ass serious. So y'all know who y'all want to say it to. So come on. Let's be real. Everybody knows you. Ain't hard to tell if somebody got some sugar in their tank. Let's be real. Come on. Let's do it. Let's whatever. You know? I said, there ain't no problem with me. Ain't no problem with telling me how it is. I'm 62 years old, and I say it like I say it. I feel pretty damn good for 62, and I hold my own by myself. I don't need nobody else. And if it came down to somewhere, it had to be something like that, I'll probably put an exhibition on for y'all just to show you something for the track, and maybe that'll raise the money. You know, put us in a steel cage and see who come out the motherfucker for everybody there. Hang a key in it. You know, if I can get it set inside, see what happens. I bet you I'll walk out. Bet you he won't. I'll say it like it is. Like I said, I ain't scared of nobody. No man. I don't care. If I'm right, I'll fight to the cows come home. That's how I am. You know? If I'm wrong, I don't mind telling you, yo, forgive me, I'm sorry what I said, and that's it. That's a man when you turn around and do that. Not a man when you turn around and tell lies and they try to make yourself look good. And that's the problem with a lot of them. A lot of guys out there right now, and I'll say it just like it is, a lot of promoters out there right now bashing other promoters and doing the stupid shit to make yourself look good, but you're really making your own self look bad. And you're hurting the grudge game. And the grudge game, honestly, tell you the truth, should stand up and say, look, man, you wrong for that. Or maybe it's a friend. That's what we ain't going to support you. We ain't going to do it. And that'll stop some of the shit that'll go wrong. Everybody always said we're going to all get together and put a big show on. You can't put a big show on because everybody wants to be the damn chief and nobody wants to be the Indian. I hate to say it. That's all to it. Everybody always talk about they want to do something. I can stand back and push shit through. I push this shit through. So, you know what I mean? And Nobody even knew I was the one in the background. Nobody. Until some shit fell through when they tried to promote grimy stuff, but when everybody found out, it's laughing like, wow, really, really? So sometimes you can't be believing everything you hear to get the facts. So I'm just going to say that like it is. And some of the people I know out there, I can't call you all guys out there. I want to thank you guys for at least holding it on me and waiting on me. And Jeff Rogers, but I got to give him credit, and the man coming around, he know what's going on. And, you know, Short Dog, he's a good one, too. I just can't say thank you enough. How about that? That's all I can say. I like what y'all did. I like a lot of things that you helped out with me. Phone me up sometimes. It's like sometimes a phone call is the best thing. Like Nephew, and I play around with Bass and all of that, but it's all grouping around and all grouping. And Steph will tell you, me and Bass bet back and forth. But they ain't no love loss, nothing. Even though we ain't got no problem, but we bet and we have fun. And that's the whole thing. When you turn around and do grudge game, is a problem that you got to be mad at the guy. You can still bet a guy and have fun with it and lose and come back and bet again. I don't know how many times I lost the Bass. I don't think I won one year against the Mid Down thing, right, Steph? I keep it real. I don't think I won against him, but you know what? Ain't no loss in that. He called me up and we played, and that's all to it. We had fun with it. And, he said, I'm going to get you again. And that's what's fun about it. You take the fun out of it when you start telling lies on people to make yourself look better. So that being said, I got no use for you. I thought Gordo would be on here, and I thought Jeff was going to be on here, but Jeff might be at work still. And I know he wanted to talk. He wanted to get his stuff to us this morning. I know he sent me some crash tapes for it. Them things were no joke. So you got to check them out. Them things were right. He sent me some over here. But all in all, man, I, like I said, Donaldson called up. I'm not going to say the other track. So I got two more tracks that just didn't hit me up. I didn't get to talk to him yet. They want to do something. They asked him for it. They bring something over there. But like I said, my cancer walk, what I do, I ain't in it for no money. And for the blessing, that's what I do. And I will keep it moving. And I'm not going to change nobody. I don't care. I don't care if you got less than me. I don't care if you got more than me. I'm going to be the same person regardless of what you think. I'm going to treat you the same way. There ain't no big difference. I don't care. You respect me, I'm respecting you. You don't respect me, I walk away from you. I just don't bother with you. That's all. We keep it on a good level, and that's it. I got no problem with that. I can't have that flying back and forth. And sometimes I'm not going to tell you no lie. Somebody does something, and like I say, I'm going through something at the time, I will explode. So it was kind of best for me to stay off the air for a little bit because I see myself getting ready to do something stupid or say something stupid that I might regret later. And sometimes you're better off walking. Anybody will tell you when you got something on your mind, sometimes you got to take a pool and walk away. Because, it's not worth it sometimes. Certain things just ain't worth it. So be myself. If I can't have fun with it, like I told everybody before, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I really don't. When it's something like that, it's not even about that. So all in all, I got everything off playthroughs, action. They know everything. So when you start hear stuff, even though I know you saw it about the neighborhood, it's not written in stone yet. Till everything is drawn up, till everything is put on paper and we sign, it's not a go yet. So I'm just going to hold out for a couple of days. After that, I'm moving on. And I promise to make it bigger. I'm going to make it bigger. A lot of people just don't know what's going on. And with the guys in behind my corner right now that came back out, I didn't know back on day watches or see stuff and even follow him like that. But when he heard something was going on, hey, he came out to the rescue. So my hat's off to Cycle Dave, man. You're a good man. I appreciate you. This might be Gordo here, so I want to open up this mic. Let me see if he's here. 973-7862. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Gordo? Yeah, I was just telling everybody about what's going on. I was telling everybody about the concert, how it's going to be, what it's supposed to be, what proposed, whatever. You know, he said you got to look over everything. But, and I'm going to tell you this here, why Gordo's on here. I'm not touching his 235. I'm not touching his all steel or glass class. I got nothing to do with that. That's his. All I want to do is do my drug racing and do the cancer work. He knows what I want to just pick for him. That's the only thing I want to do. And like I told everybody knows, and Gordo's on here right now. He was witness when Steph and the owner, what's Ken Kowalski, I think his name is. He was
hey,
on the phone. All I said. Yeah, okay, all I what's his name? I know.
Kyle Koreski.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So everybody knows what I said. All I ask is all my money that I make, whatever it is, get donated, get the track, sign the check. I got St. Jude's. I'm going to be going and Winston University in Long Island for the camp. But whatever's left over goes directly to them. Nothing in my pocket. But all I want is the other people that work. If anybody that does anything for me, I make sure that they get what they're supposed to get. If I promise you something, that's what you get. And then just to show you something about, to show you some crap that I can actually go and say, our last cancer thing we did, I told everybody I was having a big time shootout with everyone gathering. You pay $250 to get in. And if you lose first round, you get $500. Then you go to $750 for the next round. Then you go all the way to the finals, right? Well, I told you guys that I had a lot of doubters. I had a lot of people turn around and say something wrong. But all I can tell you, Jeff can be a witness. I can be a witness because he was up there hosting it on the thing. And as soon as the first pair lost, I didn't have to go and say, wait till the end of the night to say, I paid him right out of my pocket. Here you go. Here you go. But when I come out there, I like to let you know that I know that I got the person covered. I'm not no gate hustler. I'm not no person that's going to turn around and go, oh, I got to make sure the amount of people come through the gate. I already know what I want, what I got to do, and that's it. I know I don't like to play that game. I'm going to say it. How about that? I know for a fact his thing didn't cover the gate because somebody else had to cover his spot. So let's be real about that. When you talk about the Coconut National, you went in the hole. And if the man didn't bail you out, you should be happy and thankful and doing everything for him. But you don't. So say all that drama for everything else to the people. I can't stand when you go lying like that. And when you lied on me, guess what? You opened up a can of worms. When Larry first got the check, everybody offered. They say they're going to go down there and help out and everything. He told me he's going to be there. Man, what did you do? You ain't did a thing. Didn't do nothing. I don't think you picked up a show. That's sad. My sad. When you say you're going to do something, you do it. One time you're going to try to get ready to pick up something, probably when you think you can make a dollar. That's all you do. So you ain't all that a friend, you know. A friend don't care about anything. He don't care. You don't have to worry about money. So when you start making somebody look kind of bad, you know, you go scratch yourself. Like I said, I hate to get on people like that, but I don't let nobody lie on me either. I'm not going to turn around and take the lie. If I know what I said, and it's down on Facebook, anybody wants to go down there and read on the comment what was said, I said it just wasn't 100%. I don't see how I can do it. I said it already. I didn't say nothing else about the guy's track. I didn't say nothing about him. But this guy called one of those shows talking about somebody broke. Far from being broke, I'm just being smart about it. I'm not trying to go and do something I can't do. I can't do it if I don't think I can make it feasible for everybody. I try to keep the prices down. We already know what we said. Am I right, Gordo? Gordo's on here right now. What I said for the price. I didn't want to turn around and make nobody. If my price couldn't be down for the spectators to come in, I didn't want to do it. That's number one. If I couldn't be able to feed the people, I wanted to do certain things. I want to feed them. That was part of the thing in my contract. I want to. That's all. That's all I want. Just to do that.
And to walk down the track, Joe, to do the cancel walk down the track.
That's the only thing. Once that is all signed, then I will do it. Otherwise, and I'm not getting one penny. Not one penny.
Well, Joe, what you said was you're gonna take care of your staff and everything
that
you are doing on the event.
Anybody that works for me or helped out, they get tickets. They gotta get paid. I don't want to never hear somebody saying I owe them. It wasn't for me. Blah blah blah. This happened. I take care of everybody. You do something for me, I don't care what it is. You know, like the girl Erica. She comes up there, she takes the pictures. I wanted some pictures to go into the magazine this time. Guess what? If you see what I put down there, I got you. You're going to be up there working. I take care of my pocket. Nobody else's pocket. I take care of my pocket. That's what I want. That's how it goes. Everything comes out of me, and it goes from there. Not asking nobody for nothing. So all that hoopla and all that crap can go to hell because I'm not doing it. And like I said, I'm not trying to take order spot to 275. I'm not trying to take it all steel or glass left. You do what you want. Like I said, all I want is that. All I want is to take care of that on that day. As of anything else, when I get ready to do my other show, that's a totally different story, what I'm doing. But right now, going over to the class, you can do it over here. And it is what it is, you know. If they can let it correspond with. The thing is, I guess the guy wants to make sure that both things can go on at the same time. I guess he's got to think about it. And if it can go that way, then we're working it out.
Kyle did say, Joe, that he's just trying to put the schedule together so where it could work out throughout the day with the time frame that we have. But I'm sure he'll be getting a call sometime later today, if not, you know, first thing in the morning. With an answer on, you know, obviously he's definitely down for all of it. I mean, he thinks it's a great idea. He's just trying to make it suitable for everybody. And like you said, it's gonna be ran according to the way you want to run it with my 275 Unleashed and also All Glass B League. Besides that, the event is 100%. Your platform, your format to continue the tradition of the cancer race.
And I'll just tell you right now, Gordo, because I did call somebody out because he did coordinate a couple things years ago for me, and Steph can be a witness to that back then. Marshall Jones came out and actually ran a platform to show you how what the time frame should be. At this time, 275 come out. At this time, some stuff come out. And that's why I said I wanted him up towards the front of the stadium lane so I didn't have no problem. And then we go for the grudge. And like I said, the grudge off for RE, that's all I wanted. And that's it. That's all. And he said he's willing to come on over there and take care. And I'm happy for those guys to step up there and say, you know, I'm going to do it. And like I said, Psycho Dave says he's bringing all the old-timers back. And that's it. They're coming, and they're coming in full force. Also, I have Rosemont came in, and as of today, I got to go talk with them, and they actually were one of the couple of the sponsors that's going to do with the cancer thing and everything with me also. Anybody
so you
got knows,
some feedback in the back of you, Joe.
Yeah, that's Gordo's. I think that Gordo's got some songs and music in the background, Gordo.
No, that's not me.
That's not mine. I don't have any music. I'm just by myself in the building. Is that that might be Civil Hawk. You got any music or something in the background?
No, I ain't got no music here.
I don't know what that is. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. I can tell you who's mic it is in a few seconds. Let me click it for a second. I'll find out. That's you, Gordo. Let me click your mic. That's your.
What
that's
you
hear? Coming
out
of your background. Oh, you got anything? The radio, anything, whatever it is, it's picking up.
Oh, no, hold on, hold on. Hey, my daughter with the TV, the Peppa Pig is what you hear.
You hear my boy
Peppa.
No, yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, we still here, though. You're close to the TV.
Yeah. I had to give Peppa Pig the trans break.
Okay. Yeah. So all my ways that I said I want to do, and I want to be able to bring something back. And I know everybody's always saying that the grudge racing is dead up in the north. Steph know what I said. I'm gonna bring some life into the thing. I actually got some people that want to come from down south. I got KJ coming up. I got a few other ones coming up that already have told me we might have a battle on. The whole crew want to come up. Just come and help there with me, you know. Ray, Fat Daddy, all of them already offered it. Said they're coming up. So I look at it this way. It don't matter. They walk with me. That's the whole deal. They do the walk with me. There's a lot of other things that they got going on. But when it comes down to the walk, they're always there with me. So they're willing to come again. I got to talk to Willie Dog because my man Willie Dog always comes up there and helps out. You know, he makes sure he do the walk. He's one of the originators. He's one of the people who walk with me. So it's not about no money situation. I don't care about no money situation. But I just want to make sure this thing goes on the way it's supposed to go. I just ain't got time for the nonsense with the line, though. And I just ain't got it. I'm just telling you right now, it's like, you know, enough is enough. That's all I can tell you. You know, a lot of people don't know until they find out. They catch a guy on a bad day, and it ain't going to be a good day. That's all I can say. I try to stay away from it, try to stay out of trouble. But basically, like I said, I was off the radio for a while. I was off for a reason. And I was on for something. And thank God for friends that the real true friends. That's how I can say it. I can say some are friends and some I consider family. Family can trust with their life. So that's how I feel about those people out there. So, I mean, it's just been some good things, and sometimes you have some bad things. But I got to open up this mic because now I see Jeff Rogers popped in here. 443-4219, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Jeff. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. How you doing, Jeff? Those crab cakes, definitely on the money.
Did you eat them?
Yeah, well, I ate one of them. That's all I ate. I baked it up.
How'd you cook
them? Yeah, I baked them. It came out good like that. Really good. The other two, I didn't have time enough to run because I didn't run down to the shop over here. I would deep fry the other one, but I'll tell you right now, baking, it comes out real good. Yeah, real good. But Jeff is one of my guys that been with me for a lot of time, a lot of things, a lot of people that know certain things. Jeff actually... we got more of a friendship than a lot of people know about, and I'm just happy to have a good friend like Jeff also. Jeff tell you what went down, how certain things are, what we do, and how I do it, and he knows what I said, what I'm doing with mine, making sure everything is running, whatever. I think you might be bringing Tack and Clay that day, right? Am I right? If everything works out.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, the big title guy, I'm not sure which one, but, you know, like I said, we'll walk through. And like I was telling them about the last chance we walked ahead, how I had it, what I did. I told everybody it's $250 to get in the class. Right after you lose, you get $500 the first time you lose. Nobody had to wait for their money. They get paid right then and there, if you know, 1, 2, 3. I want to hear nothing like they got to tell you, oh, wait till the end of the night. They all got taken care of right away. So that being said, I don't like to turn around and do something that I can't turn around and take care of right away. I want to make sure everything is, I don't rely on something. And anybody will tell you that some of these events, it's just a possible chance of rain and hurt you. You get guys that sometimes put stuff out there, you know, and meanwhile, it might not even rain. but it hurts the crowd. So if you don't have that people in there, and then you wonder why you hear it, you hear the Rock with the races or guys that shot that turned around and did their event and say, listen, we can't do this class because we don't have any spectators, and we don't get the money, blah, blah, blah. And that's what happened. So I said to this, Jeffy wasn't on the phone with us when we talked, but Steph's on the phone, Gordo was on the phone, and Kenny was on the owner of the track was on the phone. And I said, I want to keep the price down for the spectators. I don't want something that I got to turn around and it's not feasible. If I'd had to do capital, it would have been a big shocker for everybody because if you had to go through the gate, it would cost you $50 a person. And I would not do that. I would do. So that's why I wanted to keep everything down where it always only be at. But, Jeff, you got anything to say on this stuff right now?
Bro? Hey, Joe, real quick, before you ask Jeff, son, how you doing, Jeff?
Hi, how you doing, Gordo?
What's going on? I'm just letting you know Jackie says hello. I'm just letting you know.
I don't date after I'm a race, so I can't fuck Jackie Chan. Damn.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Hey, Joe, I'm so mixed up, I date anything. You know what I mean? I ain't white, black, I don't know what the hell I am. So I can do what I want. Mexican or something, Spanish, I don't know what the hell is going on here. But no, what I'm trying to say is, of all these promoters, I mean, I ain't never been screwed by any of them, but I do watch from a distance and all. And Joe still will tell you, I told Joe when it first started, look, I'm not going in no shows. I don't help nobody, but I will help Joe. Cause I watched Joe before. He's honest. He does what he says he's going to do. He don't cheat nobody. And like his cancer walk shit, they don't realize, Joe, I don't know if you told them, but you give all the money to the cancer people. So how the hell you going to pay all that money around the track and you be in a hole? You don't make no money anyhow. You give it all away.
Well, I think people
think you're making money. Yeah, they think you're making money, but you give it away because they know, you know, you had cancer, so that's deep in your heart, so you do something you want to do to help other people. And then they want to get on you about it and act like, you know, you're trying to get over on a track or you're bad-mouthing somebody. All you're trying to do is make money for the poor people that got cancer. I don't get it, man.
It's only a few negative ones that do stuff, that do that or say that. And like I say it, I'll say it straight out like it is. You have promoters that will go out of their way or want to be promoters to try to make somebody look bad to make yourself look good. You know, I got nothing to hide about that. I just wanted to make sure, since Gordo didn't know everything that I do, I wanted to make sure Depp was on there, the owner was on there, and everything, so they know exactly what I do, because I want that check written out. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. When we're down south in Florida, North Carolina, and we write those checks out, you know, Depp started out a long time ago with the band, and I like it, too. And was giving out to Kate Spear. He also was giving out to St. Jude's out there. And if anybody tell you about Kate Spear, it's one of those things like a lot of people don't have the money. A family member going through cancer and staying going in the hospital. Now, you can't say that they don't have the money to get a motel and everything. What happens, they take that money and they put you up for a nice room and everything. Also, that's what they get the money for. They use that. So sometimes, you know, I don't know if you know about it, but some places send you out, certain places. Up here, they'll send you, like I went to Winston University. I had the fortune to go there and tried out the new thing that was out, the latest thing with the radiation, and it was 10 times as strong, but I'm still here, that's all I can say. And they treat you like family in that place. And you went to university, they had beds out there and everything, sit there, you know, and You lounge there with the whole family, and they make you feel like family. And when you start doing that, you can feel better about yourself. You feel like you ain't going to fight. So that's what I like, and that's why I said I'm going to do. So St. Jude's and Winthrop University, I'm going to do something that's down there for St. Jude's, wherever there is, and then I'm going to do the one for New York. That'll be St. Jude's. Winthrop University. So all I want is that check. Like I said, all I ask him is to make him make the check out so it can go directly to him, the big check. I also got, like I said, Erica will be there, KJ will be filming. I think you said that RPM Magazine was coming now. As long as we got everything dotted and crossed, I got no problem. And like I said, I take care of whatever the workers are. That's it. It comes right out of mine, and whatever's left goes directly into the cancer thing. That's how it goes. Not asking nobody for nothing. And that's how it's going to be. That's how we work. So I just want to clear that air, because there's a lot of nonsense going out there, a lot of lying. So before they go to lying and telling all kinds of stuff and sucking on a lollipop and, you know, twisting and shaking and everything around there, you know, we got to get it straight. Everybody know. Just being real about it. You can't tell me you ain't seen it. You can't say you ain't seen it. Yeah.
Hey Joe, everybody comes in that track that day, comes there to do a little bit of gambling, you know, a little bit of betting. So what they should do is everybody should get a heart, and when they come through that gate, every fucking person comes through that gate or donate $10 to the cancer fund. If you got 1,000 people, it'll be $10,000. What the hell is $10? You're up to $50, $100 on a race. Everybody should be able to put $10 in to help some damn kid or some poor woman or man that got cancer. But these cheap motherfuckers want something for themselves. They're gonna eat $10 worth of your free food, but they won't put $10 up for cancer.
That's a good idea right there.
Yeah, I mean, $10 a person, what the hell? You're gonna spend a couple hundred at the track. And you're gonna get a free meal from Joe, which is worth $10. So goddamn, you might as well everybody put $10 in the goddamn bucket when it comes to the gate.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing for nothing, but my girlfriend's mother just got diagnosed with breast cancer today. So, you know, I know how that goes. My father died of cancer. And, you know, that's a bad disease. If you can't put $10 worth of, you know, you buy a pack of cigarettes, cost you $15. Buy a 12-pack, cost you $15. But you can't put $10 on some poor kid, St. Jude's, you bunch of ignorant motherfuckers.
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. I'm going to say it just like this. I would never have thought in a million years I would get cancer, because I ain't never smoked a cigarette. I ain't never smoked a joint. And here I end up getting cancer. So I asked the doctor that time, why the hell I got, you know? He said, food in the game. They don't really know. They really don't know. No, I ain't got that. Hey, you got that down there by you. I think they're trying to start that raggedy ass Jackie Chan.
That's what the noise is. Starter.
You better not hit, let Michael Lane hear that. He's gonna be mad as hell. He might go alive. He might go alive tomorrow.
He's too busy eating a pork chop. He ain't listening.
I'm telling you, go live on you tomorrow. Be careful.
Hey, one thing for sure, I won't see it because I don't get on that shit. So y'all can't. You can torment me, but I'll never know it. I don't get on that shit. You got them, like a bunch of girls on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, so, I mean, That's gotta be good over there, man. I gotta click him out because that thing is staggering. That thing is good. But Steph, you remember the last time when you guys just had the No Time Nationals, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell them how you guys ran it before. We had so much fun with all the races, and we had people coming from down south. I think it was rocking everybody.
Yeah, everybody, we were rocking them. Came from Georgia. They came from North Carolina, South Carolina. They all came up with King Akko. The track
speeders. Yeah. Now, it's so funny that I got all these phone calls from everybody else down there that telling me, ask me, if you're going to do it, we coming. That's one thing. We want to make sure. They want to know where they get their – they were ready to get their rooms already when we were at Capitol. And it was just premature that they wrote it down. And it's kind of like the same thing, almost like where they wrote down with the things going on. I just said, you put it down, accept it. But sometimes people read the first thing and they just get so happy. They say, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. As long as – like what I said, the track will do that. And I'll sign that with no problem at all. That's all I ask is just to be done that. I have nothing, like I said, I have nothing to do with the 275, and I have nothing to do with the off-seal. Huh? That's got to be Gordo in the back there. But all said and done, that's all I want. I just want to be able to do what I got to do and get my people walking through, having a good time. There's going to be a lot of cancer recipients coming out that walk with us. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'll tell you, my goddaughter's probably on here. Y'all probably know. I always call my goddaughter, April Harrell. If you're on here, April, hit the one button because I got to make sure everybody knows about when you guys came down and your aunts and everybody came down. You hit the one button if you're on. You hit the one button, I'm going to bring it in so you can hear from her too. But, I know her whole job was talking about trying to make it. But hold on a second. Let me just, before I open up the other mic, too. 443-9994. The mic open.
Hello.
Hello, April.
Hey, Claudette.
Hello. How you doing? How's everything?
I'm good. How's everybody?
So far, so good. Just tell them how you guys are coming last time and how what you're waiting for now to come on. I mean, you know, Boone's all was talking about coming, so they all know.
I have some of my family from down south coming. I have some of my family from Brooklyn, New York. They were there at Colonial Beach. My mother, she set up a coffee bar, hot tea bar, because it was kind of cold, and all the hot drinks were free. We did food. People were coming over. They were getting food as well from us. This time, wherever it's at, I'm a cancer nurse. I have a couple of my cancer doctors that were willing to come and support. Some of my nurses were willing to support, my coworkers. So we have a lot of people that's willing to come, and everybody's looking forward to it.
Okay. I just want to make sure so everybody know what's going on. And like I said, it's a good cause because a lot of people, you don't realize who got it. And it's a great thing to show support towards each other that, hey, we're going to be together. That's all. I know Jeff don't live that far from you, so, you know, he's not that far. We just he got some tendencies with him, so I got to watch him. So, I'll leave it at that. How is that?
April, I like Jerry. I like Jerry Krill. That's why I mean Joe Gillon.
No. Oh, man. Oh, God. I ain't going to say that.
No, and I work for the Cancer Society at Anne Arundel Medical Center, which is now called Luminous Health. So that's where I work at, the Cancer Center there.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
Where's that at, Glenbury?
That's
Annapolis.
Where's
that at, April?
In Annapolis.
Oh, yeah. We do some work in that hospital, Maryland General Hospital. Annapolis General, I mean. Ain't that Annapolis General right there by the Bestgate Road?
Yes, yes, yes. That was the old name. Now it's called Luminous. It was Anne Arundel Medical Center. Now it's Luminous Health. So, yeah.
I got
right there by the mall.
I got you. Yeah, I'm only about 10 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to open up this mic.
I think the Cancer Walk is a good cause, so everybody please support. I love it.
Okay, I appreciate it, April. I'm going to open up this last mic because I was closing down at 7:30. I'm down here at the shop. I got to run back to the house. My son's shop, that's why I was on there. And I actually left some food on the table, on the thing cooking. I ate one of the crab cakes, but I'm going to open up this mic right quick because I know they even want to get on there. I'm going to open this mic up right now. 215-6904. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. What's going on now? How's everything?
I don't know. Where you been at, Joe?
Been taking care of business, like I told everybody on the line right now. Everybody know what I'm going through. I'm fighting.
I just got on here. I missed everything. I literally just got on 10 minutes ago.
If anybody know, I had cancer for over 10 years, so I'm doing what I got to do, and I'm working with it. And there's some things that sometimes you have good days, some days you have bad days. That's what I can tell you. And I'll tell you straight out like it is. I talk to Jeff, and everybody knows sometimes they look at me like, what the heck wrong with you? You got something, all the stuff on you. I now have to wear like a sunblock 100. So it is what it is. I do what I got to do to stay out there. So sometimes you see me with a long sleeve shirt on, even though it's hot out, but you got to keep the sun off you. That's part of the thing. But I do what I do. I'm all right. And I know a lot of people want to go and say, what's up the problem? What's up with this? What's up with that? Certain things I don't tell everybody, but I can say that part. It is what it is. Anybody can tell you, April can tell you, people get mood swings. They don't like to talk or whatever when they get to a certain thing, when you get into the funk, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'll tell you straight out, it's a mind game. If you haven't been through cancer, you don't know nothing until you find out. Or you talk to somebody who has it, it's a lot of mind games with it, and sometimes you have to get yourself together. And by what I say get together is focus on something. I had a same situation with me years ago. I was driving a machine, and I was riding back. And out of nowhere, it was like a waterfall, like it was raining. But meanwhile, it was tears coming down my eyes, which I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I made the phone call. And before I had did any of the surgery and everything, did the radioactive stuff and everything, I wasn't thinking about nothing. I was just thinking, oh, man, everything going to be good, blah, blah, blah. They asked me, do you got any questions? Do you need a psychiatrist? I'll never forget, I came home and said, they said, do I need a psychiatrist? I said, I ain't crazy. I'm trying to come here for cancer, not knowing that it messes with your mind. So that being said, I made the phone call, and what happened, we have this cancer support group. And anybody that has cancer, they'll tell you, it says your subconscious mind be thinking, even when you think you're not thinking about it. So basically that was what's going on. And he said, try to focus on something or think about something good. And anybody can tell you what I do that's close around me. I end up, for some reason, I couldn't find out nothing to focus on. And I started with this damn Candy Crush game. And anytime when I get ready to have a problem or feel like a punk, I grab that damn Candy Crush game. And all I know is I'll be playing this thing. I'm not like 2,900 or something. I forgot whatever it is on Candy Crush. It's just, but it takes your mind off. Sometimes some people get different outlets to take their mind off. And the cancer walk, believe it or not, when I get back, it's like, how can I say it? It makes you feel relieved. It makes you feel good. Like you helped somebody out. And when you feel like you did that, you feel like you got a blessing. So April knows, and she talked to my wife. They told her, she told her the whole story when I went to the first time, went to the hospital and everything. And the first doctor I went to, it was the first thing they said was prepare for the worst. And of course, when somebody tell you prepare for the worst, you think that you're going out of here, you're leaving. I never gave up hope, and I took three more doctors, and finally the one thing kept coming over the radio back and forth. I heard it when I was at work, said it. I heard it again when I went to that job, and I came home that day, and just as I was walking through the door, I was listening to the commercial, the same commercial. I said, what the heck? And I ran in the back. She said, what you doing? I said, I'm going to the computer. What are you doing? I said, I'm trying to find that number so I could call that doctor. I'm going to see what the hell is going on. She said, you only got to get a call, a voice message or whatever, you know. And I said, oh, I'm going to see. I called. It just so happened the guy that answered the phone was Dr. Hans, the one that invented the damn thing, the machine. And I told him what I had, you know, and he told me my numbers and everything. I told him my number. He said, oh, well, you know, we're going to help you out. Well, let's get you back in. When you want to come? How far are you? I told him how far I was. I told him I was like an hour away. He said, well, you know, the closer said, I said, well, I can leave now. I'll rush up there. He said, well, I'll wait for you. Don't worry about it. So I waited. I got there. He made me feel like a human, you know, like felt like he was working with you. Wasn't like a number, like he was looking for money. So then I told him, I said, I don't know how my insurance going to do. He said, we'll worry about that later. Right now, we worry about you. When he said that, I said, this is my doctor. Right then and there. That's what I said. Anytime anything about money, and they said, we're worried about getting you, I got to stay with this guy. So I dropped the other doctor. I stayed with this one. And like I said, you know, after he did a couple things, you know, and then we get ready to do the last thing. And my wife walked out the room, Phil and them all walked out the room, and me and him just in there. So I said, yo, give it to me straight, doc. And he said, what's that? I said, how long I got? I just want to make sure. You know, I don't want to turn around. He said, oh, it'll be 10 years before you have to see me again or see anybody. I said, what? Yeah, he said, what? I said, oh, man, I went to rushing. So what am I in a rush for? I said, I'm in a rush to go over here and cancel some of these damn insurances out. I had put the dead man insurance out on me. I had all kinds of insurance. And when I tell you I was spending so much money on insurance that I thought I was going to be gone, I want to make sure your family all taken care of. I had stopped racing and everything. So once I did that, you know, and he said that, I said, well, shoot, I'm back out. I'm ready to go racing. And something looked at me like, you ready? I said, yeah, I'm ready. And don't get me wrong, I had sponsored a couple cars just so I can go out racing with them to watch, because my son didn't want to race because I wasn't going to do it. And I said, we back out, we going. So that was the deal. So now when you see me, I'm pushing out to the racing. Regardless, I wanted to race. I asked him to do something, he'll do it. I just want to have fun. I ain't got no time for the nonsense. I ain't got no time for them. Win or lose, shake the man's hand, lose, no problem. We'll go back out there. And that's it. That's my kind of racing, and I'll keep it up like that as long as I can. It don't matter. But the problem is with a lot of the other people, they don't know how to take a loss, and they don't know how to take a win. It's not mm-hmm. the same. The people are not the same. Let's just say, certain people are not the same. They don't play the game. I don't know if it's a popularity contest. Some people got to make you look bad or say whatever they got to do. Some of dumbest stuff in the world got a lie, and it's like, why? What for? What are you doing about it? What's your game? You know, your game is to try to tear somebody down and think that you're making yourself look better. That ain't doing nothing. That's just making you look stupid, if you ask me. So that being said, like I said, I'm going ahead. We're going to move along. Everything's going to be good, and we're going to be all right. Like I said, I'm ready to go ahead and start rolling back out and start getting back into the swing of things. And that's the reason why I turned the show on to the night, just to clear that up. So I seen what somebody said. I really wasn't going to turn the show on until next week, but I had to come on here like for an hour. And I said I had to clear that lie up, because if you read something, just make sure you read correct. And like I said, Terry Hicks, I never said nothing. I never even spoke to the man. Never talked about anything about some money situation or nothing. So that's the reason why I said that, because I never agreed to nothing. Never agreed to him. Never told him nothing. So when you do that, It's not me. And like I said, if I can't make it feasible, it's not about the money. It's not at all. If you could turn around, that's the problem. You got so many greedy people out there trying to. I don't care what promoters don't like it or not. I'll say it just like that. You got people out there. You got people out there that just try to. How can I say it? Once you get over there, then they surprise you with things. And guess what? The first thing you do, you're gonna pay. You're gonna pay. You know, and you got no other choice. You ain't gonna turn belly back around. So now I don't want to do that. That's the reason why I asked for the thing now is I can turn around. If I can turn around and do it that way, you ain't got to worry about it. I don't want nobody having no surprise and I get you there and you be a spectator and you pay $50, you'll have a damn heart attack. Because that's what would have happened at Capitol. That's the only way it could have turned around for yourself trying to even break even with, you know, with some money like that out there. There's no way in the world. I don't care what nobody says. I did it enough. You want to put a class out there and you got to add on the money on top of the classes, you know, a couple classes. I know how hard it is. You can ask spectator, you can be a spectator. You can look at things and you think, oh, this guy's making so much money. But by the time he pays for his track, minutes of track, by the time he turns around and he turns and puts the classes on, you know, he's got to pay for all that. It's a lot of money when you start adding up. So a lot of times people got their pocket watching and don't know what's going on. So me, myself, I put it out there. I let everybody know what it is. This is what I do. This is my cancer walk. I ain't looking for no money. I'm not asking nobody for no money. But I do raise my money for the Cancer Society. I raise it for some of our special guys that got cancer. And God knows there's a lot of guys out there that have cancer that nobody knows about. I'm just being real about it. It's a lot of racists that's standing next to you that you don't know because they called me. So they asked me, what did you do? How did you do this? How did you do that? And then, you know, we relate to each other. And then we end up being a closer-knit family because we've gone through it. When you, like I say, a person that goes through cancer can be closer than a person that doesn't have it. It's more they can relate to you things. It's nothing else. It's just one of those things. So that being said, I just wanted to make sure I cleared the air for everybody to know what happened. And I don't want nobody thinking that it'd be opposite, that, okay, yeah, that's written in stone. Till we turn around and like I said, Gordo will be on there. Or Steph, if you see Steph put it out there, once you see Steph put it out there, or Jeff Rogers or something put it out there that it's written in stone and we done signed it, guess what? Don't believe nothing until you hear it, folks. That's the only thing. I don't like putting anything out because I don't want to get everybody hooked up all high and then they turn around and get a room. I don't want to get in the room or anything. And like I said, anybody that works for me, anybody that ever worked for me, they know. If I turn around and say, this is it, I need you to do this here, I don't do it for free. I don't let you do it for free. I want to pay you. You know, that's it. I want to make sure that you get your share. Here it is. This is it. Thank you. I appreciate everything you do. My share, I don't care. That's what I do. Give back. I give back. Like I said, blessings come to you. That's all to it. So I just want to say that. I'm done for the night. So I'm going to tell everybody good luck and God bless. I hope everybody do, you know, make it safe to the races and have a great time. I know everybody can't win, but, you know, keep your head up and be a sportsman about the race when you're finished. And God bless y'all this weekend. All right, take care, you guys, and good night.